Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father, this morning we want to say thank you for your kindness and your love. Thank you for your mercy. Your compassions that faileth not. Bible says they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. We pray, Lord, that you will speak to us. You will minister to our hearts. You will affect our lives. And that you not let us leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you for your voice. Thank you for the light that shines. Thank you, Father, for your presence. In Jesus' name. Somebody said. All right, why don't you put your hands together for the Lord, and you may please be seated. We're looking at faith, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. The Bible says that, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. If you go to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 38, the Bible says that, The just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. The just shall live by faith. In other words, if you want to incorporate Hebrews 11 verse 1 into Hebrews 10 and verse 38, I don't know whether the technology allows that. But if we're going to incorporate Hebrews 11 into Hebrews 10:38, it will read, now the just shall live by the substance of things hoped for, or the evidence of things not seen. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Do you get it? I want to read it again. Now the just shall live by the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It means that if you are the just, you are definitely going to live by something that you have not seen. And if you cannot live by things you can't see, then you will not live. Because living by what you don't see is really how you live. I mean, in this world, you need certain things to be able to live your life. In the spiritual world also, the just shall live by faith. And if the just shall live by faith, then we really need to know what faith is about. You get, because your whole existence, my whole existence as a Christian depends on faith. And if you can't have faith, if you don't have faith, it means you can't live the Christian life, period. You cannot. I mean, you'll be moving around like you are, but you are not. Because what you need to live the life, you don't have it. The breath that you need to breathe is not there. There's no air passing through your ventilation system or your respiratory system. Hallelujah. So the just shall live by faith. A just person means somebody who has been justified by faith in the cross of Calvary. The moment you believe in Jesus and his death on the cross, the Bible says that you are justified. It means that you are clean. You don't have any problem at all with you where sin is concerned. Your sins have been washed away by the blood of Jesus. So the just person now, they has to live not by what they see, but what they don't see. Joseph, now CXC is over, isn't it? So Aga, I see you. If you don't have faith, you cannot live this Christian life. And you see, mind you, let's be a little wise here. The Bible said that when God instructed Adam and Eve that they shouldn't eat of the tree, isn't it, of the knowledge of good and evil, they refused. They ate it. Some bees, please. They ate it. And the Bible says that, you know, they died. Now, but they didn't die. They were alive. Are you telling me? Adam and Eve were there. All that they realized was that there were some things about them that they didn't know. That they really, I didn't know that this thing was there. And then they said, you know what, let's start covering this thing up because it doesn't look so well. That was the death. The death rather opened their eyes to things that they were not supposed to see. Did you get it? So when the Bible says that the just shall live by faith, and if you cannot live by faith, you cannot live your life. It doesn't mean that you will not be in existence. It doesn't mean that you will not eat. It doesn't mean that you will not sleep. It doesn't mean that you may not even have a place to stay. You may have clothes to wear. All of that will be in place. But you see, if you compare yourself, if we compare ourselves to the people who lived in the Bible and lived by faith, you realize that their lives were totally different from us. Not because we live in Guyana and they used to live in Israel. No, they lived by faith. And that's why the Bible talks about the heroes of faith, that by faith, Cain, Abel offered a better sacrifice. Which means that Abel, without seeing God, believed that there was a God who takes pleasure in the offering of sheep. And he did that. And that gave him a good report. The Bible says in verse 2 that by faith the elders obtained a good report. The Bible says the same thing by faith. Abraham, when God told him to leave his country and leave his people and go to a place where he didn't know, the Bible says that he didn't argue. He saw the thing with his faith eyes and he left his country and he just went. So if your life and my life is going to be real Christian life, we will need to behave as if we are crazy. Because faith makes you look so crazy. I said, faith makes you look crazy. Do you get it? So last week we were talking about faith requires what? Action. If you were here, faith requires action. Action. It means that if you are going to show your faith, it must be backed by action. The Bible says that faith without works is dead. This morning, Matthew chapter 9 and verse 20. That's in verse 18 rather. Matthew 9 and verse 18. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 18. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 18. So last week we spoke about faith requires action. This morning we're looking at another part of faith. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. The Bible says in verse 19 that, and Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. When you go to verse 20, while he was on his way going, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood, 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Verse 21, he goes on to say, for she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Now this morning, I want to talk about faith is acting on what you believe. So faith, what is faith? Faith is requires action. Number two, faith is acting on what you believe. Are you with me? Faith is acting on what you believe. Jonathan, are you there? Faith is acting on what you believe. Now, if you look at this story, the Bible says that somebody came to Jesus to ask him to please come and pray for her daughter, his daughter who is dead. And the Bible says Jesus, you know, he didn't hesitate. He decided to go. But on his way, a certain woman who had an issue of blood, for 12 years, she has been going through all kinds of fantastic things. I mean, sometimes if you want to go into it, it doesn't sound well, but that's the reality is that this woman had paid a lot of money. You know, sometimes there are things that you that may be worrying you, and you go to the hospital and they can't find a solution. They can't help you. There are so many things like that. Sometimes the doctors even themselves say, go and see a pastor. You wonder why they don't come to church and they send their patients to church. It means that they believe something. But you see, faith is such that if faith starts with believing something and then acting on that which you believe. Are you with me? Now, many of us, you see, our Christian life should be very ritual. The Christian life that we live, it must be very, very rich. Rich of God's blessings. Rich of God's provisions. Rich of the power and the presence of God upon our lives. We are supposed to be very, very, very different as Christians if we're going to walk by faith. But you see, it starts from believing something. Believing something. Many of us don't believe anything. No, because if you believe something, you act on what you believe. So the problem is, number one, having nothing to believe. And number two, not acting on what you believe. Because you also have a group of people who also believe in things, but they don't act on what they believe. I don't know if you are with me. And it is this action, this act, that brings or makes the difference in your life, and it will make a difference in my life. The Bible says that this woman who was bleeding for 12 years, somehow got some information that made her believe in Jesus. All these 12 years, she had not heard about Jesus. How come now? After 12 years, she decides to go this path. It means that if she had known this 6 years ago, she would have probably acted on it also. For 12 years, she had not heard about this Jesus and all everything. That's why the Bible says faith comes by hearing. You see, and hearing is what actually generates a certain belief. Right? Somebody can come and say, you know what? Wow, you know, I hear that if you get into this, there's a certain business, you know. If you plant cassava, now cassava is a very hot something, and if you really have some cassava, people are looking for cassava to buy. Someone says, oh, people have chicken. I mean, a lot of people are looking for chicken. They don't even have suppliers. When you hear that, even though it's not a word of God, it can inject something into you. And if you really believe in what you have heard, you will start making preparation and make a way to try and bring up or keep chicken so that you can sell and supply and get some money. That is the problem with us. We don't have anything. You see, we don't expose ourselves to things that can inject belief in us. And once that thing is not there, then there's nothing in you to even act on, even if you wanted to act. But this woman, for 12 years, didn't know about Jesus. And then all of a sudden, she began to hear about some Jesus. And they heard that even Jesus was on his way, going to heal somebody who was dead. She must have heard about it. You know, so as she heard about this, she realized that, you know what, if only, the way they are talking about this Jesus, I believe. From what I've heard, I believe that even I don't need his attention. All that I have to do is touch but the hem of his garment. And she said, I believe. I believe that if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be well. What do you believe? What do you believe?
believe in God the Father. So act on it.
What do you believe? Do you have something to believe? Faith is believing on, is acting on what you believe. Now, she believed that if only I can touch but the hem of his garment, she'll be well. That is first step. That's first stage. I mean, you can believe and you can stay in your house. Nothing will work for you. So many people believe in things that has not worked for them. Because believing and acting on the belief is two different things. You see, so she was there. She was there and she believed. But verse 21 said, for she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. And verse 22. But Jesus turned about him, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith, you see, how did she get where Jesus was? You see, the story, Matthew has compressed the story. But if you look at it, from verse 21 to 22, something must have happened on what she believed in. She was home and she believed that, you know what, if I touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I will be well. She didn't stay at home. She found herself in the midst of her circumstances, found herself in the crowd. And then she went and pushed and forced the people who were pushing. You see, because when Jesus is coming, a lot of people come around. Oh, if you want to see Jesus, you have to work hard to see Jesus. If you want to touch, I mean, even to see him, probably you don't have to work hard than if you have to touch him. So what this lady was talking about was harder than even see him. Like Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus just went to climb a tree. Even though it was very, very difficult. He was standing somewhere. He couldn't see. He said, you know what? Let me just climb a tree. It will be easier. And he climbed the tree and he saw Jesus. But this one, what this woman is saying, it wasn't just seeing him, but touching his dress, touching the hem of his garment, which is even more difficult than just seeing him. Because you can stand here and see somebody right on Cemetery Road. You can see him. Yeah. But this one, he said, you know what? I will touch the hem of his garment, which is more difficult to do with the 12 bodyguards around him and with the 5,000 people following him and with people who have heard that, hey, there's going to be a show. This man is going to raise somebody who is dead. People were following him. So for this woman who is weak, bleeding for 12 years, you see, Jesus bled to death on the cross. Jesus died by bleeding. There's too much blood. He lost a lot of blood because they beat him up. They whipped him, all of that. He lost blood. And the blood is supposed to be running through the tubes. So if they come out, what will happen? The heart, stop. Heart ain't getting gas. So heart gas, stop. He bled and died. So for this woman to bleed for 12 years, it was even a miracle that she was still alive. Because if you believe for 2 weeks, you'll be alarmed. Even 1 week, some of you, 1 week, you can't take it. Right? Because for you, it's 3 days, maximum 4 days. Now it's 7 days. You're wondering what's happening to you. Nothing is happening to you. This was for 12 years. You can imagine how weak she was. Which tells you that she really believed. And not only did she sit down believing, but she took a step. She acted on her belief. And that is what you call faith. Now, Jesus said in verse 22, what did Jesus say? Jesus said that what? Be of good comfort. Thy actions. He said thy faith, which means that believing and acting on your belief is equal to faith. Like what the story we looked at yesterday about the sick guy who was taken and they removed the roof and put this guy through the roof to Jesus. They acted on what they believed. Baker, you must find something to believe in. You must act on it. The difference between you and somebody who is rich is that the person has believed something and they are acting on it. When you have not believed it, or you've believed it, but you just think that it will happen. Many Christians think that things will just happen just like that. You need to act on things you believe. If you go to verse 27, the same chapter, Matthew chapter 9 and verse 27. The Bible says that when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying. There was not a single person who really went after Jesus, went after a miracle, and they didn't get it. If there was a blind man who Jesus touched one time, and he asked him, can you see? He said, no, I see people like trees. He touched him again. He said, how do you see now? He said, oh, I see everything clearly. So you can't meet Jesus and go back the same. But you see, all of us, we even come to church and we go back the same. Some of us go leave the church angry and annoyed. Can you believe it? Some of us leave the church annoyed. Leave the church angry. When people come to Jesus and they leave, they say, but Pastor, you are not Jesus. But Jesus is here. Right now. This is the church of Jesus Christ. So if you leave angry, you are completely different from people in the Bible. And the question is, we don't even know what kind you are. Because nobody goes into the presence of the Lord and leave angry. Leave vexed. You as you are leaving the church, you vex. I ain't coming back no more. What kind of human being are you? What kind of human being are you who goes to church and leave angry? You don't even wait for the service to finish. You walk out. And I believe the people like that, they there's something about them. Yeah, people are crying to follow Jesus. You have managed to come and you are vexed. Jonah, hey, you are not in the whale's belly, you know. Two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. They believed in something. Just as the woman with the issue of blood, they believed that if Jesus was only going to have mercy on them and touch them, they will see again. Yeah. Verse 28. And when he was coming to the house, the blind man came to him. You see, he was still on his way to raise the dead man. Number one, the issue of blood has taken place. Number two, these two blind men. And Jesus said unto them, believe you? Do you believe that I am able to do this? What is Jesus looking for in them? He wasn't looking for faith. He was looking for belief, which if you add action to it, equals faith. So he didn't ask them, do you have faith? He said, do you believe? Because it's belief that brings faith. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? They said, Lord, they said unto him, yes, Lord. Verse 29. Then touch he their eyes, saying, according to your belief. the belief and the actions have changed into faith. Which means that you can have belief and the belief will not do anything for you. You can have belief and it will not do anything for you. That if you will add action to the belief, it will do something different for you. Now, if you go back to Acts chapter 3, for example, where you see the guy who was at the gate called Beautiful, begging for alms. The Bible says that John and Peter went up together in the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, he was lame. You see, there has not been any record of him walking. There was no even 2 seconds record that he walked before. He was birthed, came out of his mother's womb, lame. No strength in the legs. Whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple. They would bring him daily at the temple gate and just put him there. Because they know people going to church. You see, that's how people, anytime you go to church, people think you're a fool. Anytime you go to church, people think that you should just do anything because you go to church. Yeah, so they came and why didn't they take him to the market? Because market people don't give money easily. Church people are supposed to give money easily. So they laid him at the gate, and the Bible says that the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Because it's those who are coming to church who have. Yeah. So when you come to church, you don't give money. There's something wrong. I said there's something wrong.
Yeah. Church is where you go, you get money. So actually, beggars should be at the gate here, because if you don't give them, it means that you is not a Christian. Because Christians are supposed to be generous. Who see Peter and John about to go into the temple? Ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Something, at least some money. And then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." We are talking about somebody who has never walked before. He took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And the Bible said, you see, he could have said, "Man, resist. Man, I can't walk. I can't. No, I've never walked before." No. He took his hand and he pulled him up like that. The Bible said, immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. The guy believed in what Peter was talking to him about, and he exercised his faith by you see, because you can't resist. So, man, why are you trying to push me? Don't you know that I can't stand? Why are you forcing me? I believe I will walk. Don't we say those things that you believe? I believe it will be better. I believe it will work. Believe will not work. I said, believe will not work. Believe must be backed with actions before it works. Everybody believes something. But where is the works? Where is the action? Where is the act that fulfills the belief? Where is that action? And that is what you call faith. Now, when you look at faith, belief, and action, sometimes the reason why we don't act is because of circumstances. Yeah. But if you're going to look at circumstances, you will not act. It is not like you are denying that certain things are not there. They are. But the power of those things to affect you not to act should not be allowed. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. There is always going to be something that will seem to you like you can't do something, even though you believe it. I mean, they can be that, okay, let's say you want to be rich. You believe that you'll be rich. But when you look into your family, nobody has become rich in your family. So when you look at that, you realize, you are the only one who is trying to be something different. And sometimes it's like that. When there's nobody in the family who is rich, it's very difficult for anybody to be rich. But if you are going to break through, you will have to not let the things around you have a certain impact on you. Because whatever your faith desires or whatever your belief is, it's not something that is in existence. Because if it was in existence, you wouldn't believe in it. Should I say it again? The thing that you are believing, it is not in existence. It does not exist. It's not around. But you are the one who is saying that you believe. Now, if you believe in something that is not around, then the Bible says that there must be a certain evidence of that. And that evidence comes with action. So your belief, and I'm sure many of us believe in a lot of things. Oh, how many of us believe in something? You believe that, you know what? You will never be like this for the rest of your life, isn't it? You believe that a change is going to come, isn't it? You believe that things are going to get better, isn't it? Ah, you believe you are going to be healed. You believe that something good is going to happen to you. Now, that belief must be backed with action. Otherwise, belief does not work alone. Belief is like a vehicle without gas. No, as nice as it is, as new as it is, as shiny as it is, if it does not have gas, the key is nice. You can start there. You have this thing on the key that can start. The engine can start even when you are in the market and you are not around the car. But if there's no gas, I said, if there's no gas, the gas is that which makes the vehicle even worth it.
That's how belief and action is when it comes to faith. You will have to. You see, there was a certain guy who was driving long distance, and that he was careless with his gas, and then his gas indicator came on. It was finishing, and that there was no gas station in sight. Man, he packed his car and he prayed. He said, "Lord God Almighty, let this gas take me to the next gas station." He said he drove for miles and miles and miles. And not until he got to the gas station and refilled his tank, the car did not stop. I said, the car did not stop. It's a miracle. It is possible. You see, you believe that you must add, because you could have said, oh, the gas is not enough. Let me just park and look for somebody who has a jerry can, a container, a gallon, and let me go with a person. But I don't want any problems. But he believed that, you know what, God is able to take this vehicle to the next gas station. And he didn't stop. It wasn't like, Lord, are you sure I should go another mile? Next gas station, 3 miles away. You see, hey, the indicator is on, 3 miles. He said, no. He will not be moved by that. But he continued until he got to the gas station and filled his tank with gas. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe in something, you must act on it. I said, if you believe in something, you must act on it. I said, if you believe in something, you must act on it. And you will see the results in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet, please. Hallelujah. Faith is acting on what you believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's pray. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. At least if you believe in the name of Jesus, you want to sing it again. God the Father, I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Hey, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning, thank you for pushing us from that level to a second level. We have had things we believe in, oh God. The list of the things we believe in is uncountable. But this morning, you are telling us that unless we take that point and act on it, unless we take point number two and point number three and act on it, faith will not be made manifest. And that which we believe in will not come to pass. I pray, Lord, that even as we close this first service, we will go out there and act on what we believe. We will act on the things that we have believed for so long. And I know without a doubt that, like the woman with the issue of blood and the blind man, that if we only act on what we believe in, that we will see practically and physically, we will see the things that we have believed. Bible says, by faith, Sarah received strength to conceive. Her faith brought forth the child that she didn't have for so many years. Thank you for the birth of new things in our life because of our faith. Thank you for the introduction of new things into our lives because of the faith we have. Thank you, O God, for the ushering in of new things in our lives because of our belief and our actions. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You are here this morning, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you are here like that, before we close, finally, you want to give your heart to Jesus. You are not born again. If you are to die right now, you are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell. Pastor, please pray with me. I'm the one you are talking about. I want to go to heaven when I die. If you are here like that, while every eye is closed and every head is bowed, you want to lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Just your right hand up high and I'll pray with you. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to give my heart to Jesus.
If you are here like that, just your right hand up high and I'll pray with you. If you lifted up your hand, I wanted to ask you to come. I want to pray for you. Come, my dear, come. I want to pray with you. Come on. Come. Come to me. Presence. Can somebody help with the baby?
His mercy harvests me.
Come on, sing it.
Come running, come running, come running.
Your eyes are supposed to be closed. I don't know why your eyes are open and you're looking around.
Jesus is calling. His grace will be your covering. His blood will flow freely. He will provide your healing.
All right, pray this prayer with me. I want the church to join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And make my heart your home. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.